is a News 1130 special report.
We begin our series of 2020 Courage to Come Back profiles with a look at the winner in the mental health category. Fans of the Vancouver Canucks need no introduction to this man. Corey Hirsch tended goal for the team back in the mid to late 90s, and today provides color commentary on the club's play-by-play broadcasts down the hall at Sportsnet 650. He's also been very public about his struggles with obsessive-compulsive disorder, as well as becoming an advocate for others, and he joins me now. Welcome, Corey.
Hey, thank you for having me. Yeah, we do work in the same area, in the same industry, so this is a pleasure for me to be able to talk to you about this, and what a great event, and just so excited about, the Courage to Come Back Awards is one of the top echelon awards in my list of anything, and it's just so incredible to be able to experience this with everybody.
Well, that's saying something, because you've also hoisted a Stanley Cup in your time as well.
Yeah, with any NHL thing, any win I ever got, any hockey related win or trophy or anything, all that stuff is secondary compared to the work that I do now. It's being able to help other people and being able to, show other people that mental health is help, and that we can get through this and try and end the stigma, by far oversees anything that has ever happened in my hockey career. This is truly what I feel like I was meant to be here for.
Now, Corey, we happen to be talking at a time when the world is in the middle of a once-in-a-century pandemic, when many of us think about how measures like social distancing and self-isolation impact our mental health. I'm wondering, how's it been for you? Do you find that your experience has prepared you for this time, this era that we're in?
Yeah, you know what? It's been difficult for all of us, but, I have a lot of self-care things I need to do, but I've still fallen into it. I've had some tough days, just like everybody else, but I the stuff that I've learned through therapy and self-care has got me through this. And I have a wonderful support group. I have a wonderful partner that helps me through stuff that I can communicate with. And that truly what it is. It becomes about the people around you and being able to, help each other get through this and communicating with them that you are struggling, if you are, because none of us are getting through this without anxiety or some form of wondering and uncertainty of what's going to happen in the future. But I do know this, that we'll get back to normal again one day, maybe not this our normal of what we've had, but it's going to be better than ever. And we're going to have a newfound appreciation for all those little things we missed when this has been going on.
And it's another example of how we're all in this together, you could say.
Absolutely. And we are, because it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how much money you have or how many cars you have or boats or all those, things that are material. Mental health affects us all. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a lawyer. And this coronavirus, it's not passing people that have money, right? I mean, everybody is susceptible, and that we really are all together. We're all humans, and we all need to lean on each other, and we all need to help each other. I'm very excited what BC has done with their support and the people here and even, the support of my mental health. I've been blessed to be in Vancouver and be able to go through this here.
Now, you've been rightly hailed as a trailblazer in the world of pro sports for speaking out about mental health in the way that you have. If, of course, it all started with that article that you wrote for the Players Tribune back in 2017. What made you decide to go public with this?
You know what? My worst, I always promised myself that if I got better, I would tell my story and try to help others, because when I was looking to get better, I found nothing. There was no internet, and I would scour bookstores and some sort of hope that people had gone through what I'd gone through and had been successful and had led great lives. I found nothing. So I always promised myself that if I got better, I would tell my story. And it took me 20 years. It really did. It took a long time from diagnosis to the time I told my story. And I met with another player that, was struggling through alcohol and drug addictions, and he was in rehab. And I told him my story. I spilled my story out to him, and he looked at me across the table and he said, you know what, that's what I struggle with too. And it was at that moment I realized that there were so many more people out there, athletes, construction workers, lawyers, whatever you want to talk about, that struggle with this, and that mental health doesn't discriminate, and that I needed to get my story out there.
Now, take me back to the mid-90s. It's hard to imagine now, but mental health just wasn't talked about in those days, especially in professional sport. What are the biggest challenges in spreading the word about this now, and how pervasive is stigma today when it comes to casting light on mental health issues?
We're in such a better place now. Quite honestly, it's so much better than 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you didn't talk about it. It was swept under the rug, you know. If someone had a mental health issue, it was kind of hush-hush. And, you know, you drop off Uncle Joe at the, you know, at the hospital, and you might not have seen him again. Or if you did see him again, he was a completely different person back, you know, 30 years ago. And that was the stigma attached to it. Now we have great medications. We've got therapies. We've got people willing to help. There's no reason as to why, you know, you can't get help. You know, there's programs for financial assistance. There's people that are helping. It's so much better now, and it's so much different. And with the people that have come forward before me, Clint Malarchuk, Michael Landsberg, Clary Hughes, Sheldon Kennedy, Theo Fleury, all those people that came before me and are now and told their stories, they made it safe for me to tell my story. And they were really the true pioneers of all this.
And today you're an advocate, a public speaker, a role model, if you will, for others. What do you want people to take away from your story?
You know what? That they're never alone. You're not alone. That there's so many of us out there that we all struggle with something. That, you know, showing vulnerability and showing weakness isn't mean you're weak. It doesn't make you less of a man. It makes you stronger, and it is showing strength. Getting help to be stronger is what we need to do in society. That suffering in silence does not make you any tougher. Getting help and communicating and all those things that you can do for yourself to have a better life are out there, and they're available. And lastly, you know, what I'll say is that there's healing in helping others, and that that's how I heal, by trying to help other people. And that's how I learn a lot about myself. We need to teach our youth. We need to educate our youth. So that this next generation can end the stigma. My generation started to talk about the stigma. That generation is the one that's going to end it.
And as you say, giving back also helps to heal you. So you're getting about as much out of this as people are getting out of you, I guess.
100%. That's exactly it. And you know, a lot of it is, and it makes me feel good. It fills up, you know, my personal needs of helping others, and gives me confidence and, you know, self-esteem and helping others. So there is healing in helping others and telling your story. But people have to remember, I know I've had stuff out there where people are like, I want to share my story. I just can't yet. And I feel bad for not sharing my story. It's on your time. It took me 20 years to share my story. But when I did, it was like a massive piano fell off my back, and it's been the greatest thing I've ever done. The love and support I've gotten has been absolutely incredible. And then again, back to the Courage to Come Back Awards and Coast Mental Health. Like, I could have never imagined this 20 years ago when I was laying in bed. I could barely get to practice, that I'd ever be in this situation. And Coast Mental Health and Lauren Siegel has done just an incredible job at raising money and awareness for mental health. And I'm so thankful for that platform.
That's a fine place to leave it. Corey Hirsch is the winner of the 2020 Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Award in the category of mental health. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.